thank the Lord real quickly for saving me 12 years ago. Yesterday marked 12 years ago that he saved my soul. And I just want to thank him because I'm not worthy for it at all. I'm not worthy of his love and of his grace and of the blessings that he's given me. But I sure am thankful. And I'm thankful for him choosing to bless me and to save me. And, you know, I can so vividly remember that night as a 14-year-old girl going to bed thinking that I did all the right things. You know, I sang in the choir. I tried to give testimony. I tried to do all the right things that I thought a church member should do. But, you know, deep down inside, I knew something was missing. And Satan really had me fooled. He had me wrapped up and, you know, riding on my parents' salvation and riding on, you know, good works and thinking that I could, you know, just do all the right things to get me to heaven. But I'm thankful that the Lord woke me up one night in the middle of the night, and he showed me that I was lost and that all my good works and all the good things that I do could never get me to heaven. But just accepting him as my Savior and just accepting that free gift, you know, it sounds so cliche sometimes to say that free gift, but really it's that simple, and that's all it is just accepting him and repenting of your sin and trusting him as your Savior. And I'm thankful that he didn't give up on me. I'm thankful that he chose to look down on a 14-year-old stubborn girl and chose to save her. And he didn't just stop there. And, you know, I say it all the time. He didn't just stop there, but he chose to bless me with the family that he's given me. And I'm thankful just for all that he's done. You know, I could sit here and complain about all the things that are going wrong, but it does no good. And realistically, he just wants all the glory through it all. And I'm just so thankful for all of his blessings and for all that he's done in my life.
Amen.
Yes. I'm trying to find the key here.
Me when he shed his
his word, and I know that he died for my sin. There's still hard times in this life of mine, and I just need to hear came down for men, shed his blood, and he died for them. Tell me how he rose again. Oh, tell me that story, how the King of all glory laid down his life for me. God's only begotten is sometimes forgotten when things seem to go our way. And oh, I am finding that we need reminding of just what he did. Yeah.